Hello, this is Jill Pasternak. Welcome to Crossover, the program that explores the universal language, music. Springtime is upon us. The birds celebrate her return with festive song, and murmuring streams are softly caressed by the breezes. Thunderstorms, those heralds of spring, roar, casting their dark mantle over heaven. Then they die away to silence, and the birds take up their charming songs once more. It's said that these are the words that Antonio Vivaldi wrote, short descriptions of each movement of the music from the Four Seasons, and these are printed at the top of the score. Music of Antonio Vivaldi to open our show today with our guest, Anne Akiko Myers, violinist. This is the newest album that she has produced, and she uses one of the most precious, if not the most precious, violins in existence today, the legendary 1741 Vuitton Guarneri del Gesù, which has been dubbed the Mona Lisa of violins. Miss Myers was awarded exclusive lifetime use of this legendary instrument, and it is known for its near pristine condition, and it's believed to be the most expensive violin ever purchased. It's been guarded for centuries and has not been in the recording studio until this particular album was recorded. On this album, Anne Akiko Myers performs with the English Chamber Orchestra under the direction of David Lockington. I am thrilled to welcome to Crossover once again a favorite guest, Anne Akiko Myers, who has just come out with yet another inspiring album. Welcome, Anne. How are you?
Great. It's so nice to hear your voice, Jill.
Oh, it's so great to hear your playing as well. And I don't know where to start. The first thing I'm going to ask you is, why the Four Seasons? I mean, this goes on and on and on. Why the Four Seasons again?
I thought I would introduce people to this wonderful composition that no one has ever heard of. Be the original recording of the Vivaldi Four Seasons.
Well, you're playing it on a legendary violin. Is this the Vuitton, is it? The Guarneri del Gesù? 1741?
Yes. This is really the coming out party for the Vuitton, as this iconic violin has never been recorded on, strangely. And it's in such a mint state of preservation, and it really helps the sound of the violin sound like no other violin I've ever tried, that's for sure. And when I was researching this project, I discovered a really strange coincidence in that this violin, the Vuitton Guarneri del Gesù, was born in 1741.
Right.
And Vivaldi died in 1741.
Oh,
and that was just uncanny to me. To think that these two northern Italian geniuses, who most likely never met, had both their creations buried for centuries and not discovered until just this last 20th century is really incredible. It's just incredible to think that we could have not ever heard of the Vivaldi Four Seasons.
Well, now, what about the violin, though? I mean, where was it? Who had it?
So after Vuitton had it, and Vuitton was really one of the greatest composers and violinists of the 19th century, a Belgian virtuoso violinist who, after Paganini, was really considered, he really created the Russian school of violin playing.
And many, many violin concertos, I think, right?
He wrote seven violin concertos. Mm-hmm. And a really amazing story is on the day he died and he was carried in his funeral, his amazing pupil, Eugene Izai, carried this violin on a pillow behind his hearse.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and I saw a picture of this, which just gave me chills, where almost it looked like all of Belgium was there to pay their respects. And, you know, to know that this violin was at that funeral.
I don't want to be prosaic, but it almost feels like that, like the story of the red violin, you know, that they made the movie out of. But the violins, these violins are unbelievable. The history, and I guess if only they could speak, and the way they speak
is being played.
True.
Yeah.
But you were actually allowed to use this. I mean, this is also another thing, isn't it? It's really quite an honor to be allowed to play one of these very precious violins, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there's so few Guarneri del Jesus, and that what it makes, the sound is really sonorous, and the state of preservation is so triple mint. It was preserved really by a collector in London for the last 50 years. Uh-huh. And he told me he kept it under his bed. Oh. And I think that really helped keep it in its state, where when a violin is preserved like that, it really tremendously helps the sound. And so the sound projects and has these overtones that you feel like you're in a cathedral, you know, in the E string is
the resonance, I guess.
The resonance of it is so, the splendor of it. And, you know, with this recording, I thought I wanted to capture all the facets of the violin by recording the triple violin concerto and
all three solo parts. Yeah.
By showcasing the violin in all its voices.
We've just heard Vivaldi's Triple Concerto RV 551 in F major, performed by our guest today, Anne Akiko Myers. She performed all three solo parts of the concerto with the English Chamber Orchestra, David Lockington conducting, on this fabulous 1741 Vuitton Guarneri del Gesù violin. Well, I think for you, the emotional reaction must have been overwhelming. I guess when you said, you must have said, am I doing this? Is it me really that's playing this? Because it's quite, I mean, you're being transported centuries back.
Yes, yes. But then you have a piece like Arvo Pärt's Passacaglia, which is written very much today. It's very Baroque inspired, but I wanted to show, you know, Vivaldi, the Four Seasons is the most recorded work ever and the most popular work for audiences. And then to have the most popular composer of today, to have Arvo Pärt's piece on the album to show Vivaldi and Pärt, the two great composers that were the most popular today.
Of today, but what is his? Is there a similarity into what he's in his Passacaglia? Of course, is a form, musical mm-hmm. form of a work. But was he trying to show the connection musically? Just because of the style of the work, or harmonically?
Just the style of the work. Mm-hmm. So the bones are Baroque, but the everything inside it is completely today. I mean, the end of the piece, it's a very short work. It's only 5 minutes long, but it captures such intensity and such raw intensity. And the ending almost sounds Arabic,
right.
or Mediterranean.
Yeah,
it's very exotic
Far Eastern, yeah.
Ending.
We've just heard the Passacaglia by Arvo Pärt, a work which appears on this new album of music of Antonio Vivaldi, performed by Anna Kiko Myers on the legendary 1741 Vuitton Guarneri del Gesù violin. The English Chamber Orchestra was conducted by David Lockington. Well, of course, I think it's always good to, you can compare the contemporary, which he is, of course, with the seasoned, not only the seasons, but the seasoned. But it's just like when you say, oh, my, yawn, the four seasons again, But it was interesting that you did choose this. And, of course, the other part that was so fascinating was that you were allowed to play this amazing violin. I mean, how does that work? Do you approach the collector, or does the collector approach you?
Well, I was approached by the collector and given lifetime use of this Vuitton.
Yes, I read about that. Now, what does that mean? Kind of a carte blanche? Or, you can always, anytime you want to play it, you can do it?
I am touring exclusively with this violin, but also, there's security issues to be addressed,
yes.
And especially in light of
what happened
recently.
Yes, with the Strad.
So I'm very selective as to where the violin can be played. I'm always thinking of its health and its security. But the violin is really rare because most of these iconic types of violins are all in museums. And that this collector saw that it was, to send a violin of this caliber to a museum, really, it kills it. It just kills it.
But for having you do it, did you approach him? Did he approach you? Or was it a meeting of the minds? Or,
well, this violin came onto the market, and it was the highest price paid ever for a violin.
You have any idea how much that was?
I do not know the exact
thousands
figure.
And thousands and so on?
No, we're talking millions.
Millions,
and millions.
Okay. I just wanted to put it in context.
Yeah, this is a Picasso or a Matisse, it's a complete artwork that I'm performing on.
And it comes with a bodyguard, is that right?
Well, yeah.
Kind of. Yeah.
We have security in place. Yeah. That's for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would imagine it's just an incredible. And of course, the whole, do you ever kind of stop, not in concert, but when you're playing it and say, am I doing this? Am I really touching this? Am I really handling this? Because it really is a piece of the past.
Well, I mean, when I think back, though, my entire life, I mean, ever since I was 11 years old, I've had a violin from a collector or from a philanthropist or foundation. And it was not just until 2005 that I purchased my own Strad. And that was with the help of my family. You know, I was really quite fed up by that time of really investing my heart and soul into a violin, and it really just feeling like a piece of my body.
Sure,
that I was,
of course,
using, and then being told, okay, in 2 weeks you need to return it. You know, that's it. This violin needs to go to the next violinist.
Give me your child away, I guess.
Yeah. And it's really like when you go through that repeatedly ever since I was a little girl, it leaves an imprint. It's just, it's you want to own your own equipment so desperately. So that was one of the conditions with this collector, that the violin, I would never have to fear that it would be taken away.
Oh my. But he still owns it, is that right?
They own the violin, but they are very wanting to have audiences experience the sound.
Sure.
And you know, it's funny, I recently saw this great skit with Jack Benny, and he was he had two violins, and he said, oh, I've got my Strad here and I've got this piece of junk here and I'm going to play a little bit of, you know, the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto on both violins so you can hear the difference in sound. And he started the first supposedly quote unquote junk violin and it was like, you know, and then he's like, oh, okay, now I've got my $30,000 Strad, which, you know, back then,
I mean,
that's
a lot
of money
then,
but
yeah.
Wow, I mean, that must be $5 million today. And he starts playing Mendelssohn again. So, you know, I was like, yes, that's
well,
right.
That's
the violin
true.
Doesn't play itself. I mean, it's all about chemistry with the musician and, you know, making the violin sing and soar as much as possible.
Well, it does help when you're using a good instrument, I know, as a musician, to perform on it or to play on it, because it's like saying, oh, gee, that's the way I wanted it to come out. I mean, but of course, so much is up to the person who's playing it. Here's Vivaldi's description of summer. Beneath the blazing sun's relentless heat, men and flocks are sweltering, pines are scorched. We hear the cuckoo's voice, then sweet songs of the turtle dove and finch are heard. Soft breezes stir the air, but threatening north wind sweeps them suddenly aside. The shepherd trembles, fearful of violent storm and what may lie ahead. Music of Antonio Vivaldi. We just heard his Concerto No. 2 in G minor, Summer. L'Estate from the Four Seasons, performed by our guest today, Anne Akiko Myers, with the English Chamber Orchestra conducted by David Lockington. You've also gone back to the Four Seasons. This thing is so recorded and so recorded. And was it only because you wanted to do it on this particular instrument?
I love the Four Seasons. What's not to love?
Yeah.
And I love that it was so so original and still original now, because it has these accompanying sonnets that describe the music and the natural, just the seasons and what happens in a season.
And also in his words, it's really very exciting.
Exactly,
also, yeah.
In his words.
It's very poetic, yeah.
It's very poetic, and there are very few composers that have done that. And so I wanted to show my take on it. And I think that there's just so much freedom with the music, and that's why it's so subjective to the performer, and that's what makes it so personal.
So you
to
can
each
really
performer.
That's what I wanted to ask, because it's played so very much, and of course every time you perform it's you're putting yourself into your performance, but I just wondered about that. It's not hackneyed, but they say, oh, the Four Seasons again, yawn. And what makes this one different? And I guess it's you playing it, and you playing it on an instrument that you love and cherish. And it's one never tires of it, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, to know that this violin has never been professionally recorded, and, it's really the muse of every violin collector and luthier and violinist around the world. And, they're all people shake when I show it to luthiers. Mm. I mean, they almost cry just looking at the violin.
Because so this is the first recording on this violin generally, or of the Four Seasons?
Ever.
Ever. So
ever.
That's really something.
Yeah. This is really
something.
A monster.
Well, a good
monster.
Yeah. Well, I leave it to you. I mean, one album after another is just is top selling. So we're so very proud of you and delighted to have you speak with us. And are you going to be traveling with the violin at all? I mean, is that going to be part of your...
Yeah, I'm going to be playing with the Richmond Symphony next, and then... with the Chicago Symphony, I'll be playing Mason Bates' Violin Concerto. So lots of
contemporary
music on the 1741 Guarneri del Gesù.
Well, please keep us posted and continue to make smash recordings. I mean, you've had tremendous top-selling classical albums. I mean, there are many of them, and justifiably deserved that you are loved and appreciated.
Thank you.
And keep in touch, and hopefully you'll be playing in the area at some point.
Yes, I really do hope so.
All right, Anne. And the very best to you and your precious violin.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
The peasant celebrates with song and dance, the harvest safely gathered in. The cup of Bacchus flows freely, and many find their relief in deep slumber. The singing and the dancing die away as cooling breezes fan the pleasant air, inviting all to sleep without a care. The hunters emerge at dawn ready for the chase, with horns and dogs and cries. Their quarry flees while they give chase. Terrified and wounded, the prey struggles on, but harried dies. We've just heard Autumn from Antonio Vivaldi's Four Seasons, performed here by our guest today, Anne Akiko Myers, on the legendary 1741 Vuitton Guarnieri del Gesù violin. We've been listening to The Four Seasons, the Vivaldi album performed by Anne Akiko Myers, with the English Chamber Orchestra conducted by David Lockington. Miss Myers has done it again. This amazing album is one of the top sellers on the Billboard Classical charts for the last months and continues to hold its place. I'm Jill Pasternak. Until next time.
For a second listen to selected crossover interviews, visit WRTI.org. Crossover was produced by Jill Pasternak in the studios of WRTI Philadelphia for the WRTI Radio Network. This is Joe Hattie, Crossover's technical producer. Crossover is syndicated nationally by Global Media Group Incorporated. Thanks for listening.